Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I want to talk to you about work readiness. Are we work ready? Are you work ready? This is all off the back of this morning. I was on the London Underground. I had a client work with client, and I got up early. I was up at 5:30. I was on the Underground, and I was struck by something that I saw, and I might have seen it before, but it didn't really hit home until today. I was looking around the carriage, and this is busy rush hour. I was looking around the carriage, and I saw what some could argue is an example of UK productivity on show. But it was astonishing what I saw. So I saw the majority of the people looking exhausted. They were tired. Some of them were sleeping. Some of them were just, their eyes were going. They were exhausted. Or they certainly looked exhausted, right? The majority of people were sleeping. There were a couple of people deep in conversation. They had their brains going. One lady was putting on her makeup, coughing and spluttering. She wasn't well, and she clearly looked like she was dragging herself to work, and she didn't want to be there. But if you looked at this carriage, and I appreciate it was just a carriage on the Underground, but if you looked at this carriage as a sample of, you know, London's one of the biggest cities in the world, that all, you know, financial hubs in the world, and here's the sort of people going to work. Is it any wonder then we might have an issue on productivity? Now, before we start to, I'm not blaming those people. I don't know what the answer is, but there are a couple of things that really struck me. Firstly, where did passion go? You often hear us talk about, you know, wouldn't it be great if people brought their passion to work? It's hard to see any passion, or certainly was hard to see any passion in people this morning. By passion, I'm not talking about Cheshire cat grins, you know, looking excited going to work, but being work ready the night before, prepping, making sure you get into bed on time, making sure you're ready for work in the morning. A bit like we do with our children. We wouldn't leave them being awake till 2-3 in the morning because we want them to be ready for school. Otherwise, we know they're not going to function. But how often are we prepping ourselves properly for work? Now, is that one of two things, I guess, in that? Is that because the job I'm in is boring? Totally uninteresting. No passion, no drive, no understanding of the value I add. Nobody really cares, no recognition. In which case, am I in the right role? And so from an organization's perspective, how much time and effort do we spend thinking about each role? Firstly, is the role itself interesting? Is the role adding value to the organization, or how is the role adding value to the organization? And then secondly, who would be the best people for that role? Are we spending enough time and effort thinking about the people, right people in the right role? In which case, we've got to get to know people, get to know their passions, their skills, their desires, and then support and develop them. And then this comes on to how well are we managing them? Most people don't really need managing. What they need is support, guidance, coaching, empowerment, support when they fail, learnings, creating a culture where we're learning from things that weren't expected, errors, failures, whatever you call them. So how well are we getting people, the right people in the right roles, supporting them when they're in the right roles, and how well are we then managing them and supporting them in that way? But then there's the leadership side of it as well. You know, leadership is all about clarity, strategic clarity, creating an environment where people feel a sense of belonging. Them and us is what we're trying to eliminate. Social identity theory, it's an us and us. How do we create this cohesive team, all fired up for the same cause, the same why, the same purpose? So how well are we doing that? Because certainly this morning, what I saw, I didn't see any fire in anybody's belly. They looked exhausted. And then the second piece that comes on to is the personal ownership. We can't blame others if we are in the right job, in the right role, where it is passionate, it is exciting, but actually I'm just not looking after myself. for whatever reason. Sometimes, you know, personal things happen. But we've got to start to really think about how can I look after myself? Because the knock-on effect is huge. I know at times when I've had a really late night, I will pay the price the next day. And the next day isn't as fun as a day where I've had enough sleep. So how do we get ourselves work ready? And it might be simple stuff. I might just need to reduce my coffee or at least start to decaf after 3. How late am I on my gadgets, watching the next Netflix series? Where can I bring some discipline in so that I am focused on my self-care? Because it matters. I will pay a price the next day. So when all the things are from work or in place, it's incumbent on me to take ownership of my own well-being, my own engagement, where I can be the best I can be and work ready. So, you know, how much effort do you put into being work ready? And from an organizational perspective, as well as the leadership and the management side of it, I wonder how many organizations could introduce some more flexibility. Now, this is not pandering. I was talking to some colleagues today, and they were saying, Amrit, how far do we take this? You know, there's almost a sense of entitlement. Actually, we take it as far as we need to, where we get the best out of people and they love working here. The ultimate focus, the where we want to get to is where the cream of the crop really do come and want to work with us. But that might mean that we've got to be flexible. We know younger workers find it harder to get up in the morning. They're more productive in the evenings, generally. Whereas older workers are usually, you know, bright and early in the morning, getting a good day's job done, in the afternoon they start flagging. Well, imagine if we had had places where there was that flexibility, where I could work according to whether it's my circadian rhythm, my peaks and troughs of levels of energy. But if we could do that again, we would really have a fighting chance of getting work ready. So I just want you to think about how well do you get yourself work ready? If you're a manager, how well are you supporting your teams? Have we got jobs that are interesting? Have we got jobs that are engaging? Jobs where I can see the value I add? And then have we got the right people in those jobs? Fitting their skill set, their experiences. Every one of us progressed because someone saw something in us we never saw. So this requires, as managers, taking time out to get to know people. Get to know their skill set, get to know their ambitions, where do they want to be? And see what others saw in us that we hadn't seen. And then leaders, how do we create an environment where people are passionate about what we're trying to do, our why, our purpose, our mission, really bringing it to life? So yes, that was just a carriage on the underground. And I've probably seen it a million times before, but for some reason today, it just struck me as if this carriage demonstrated UK productivity, it's a sad state of affairs. The levels of exhaustion, dragging ourselves into the office when we're not feeling great, it's not a great place to be. So what can we do? So, you know, if you're in an organization, really, really consider how well are we identifying the right people for the roles that we want filling. How exciting are those roles? How much value will they add to the organization? We know AI is hot on its heels, coming after a lot of roles. We used to worry about AI with regards to blue-collar workers. Actually, it turns out now it's white-collar workers who need to be worried. So, you know, we want to make sure our jobs are fulfilling, engaging. Are they adding value, curiosity, the human element? How are we getting the human element out of it? Really, where we can get the best out of humanity in these roles. And then as leaders, what can we do to help create this strong vision? As I said, forgive me, but it was just really striking this morning. And I want to use this as a chance to really, for all of us, me included, to really reflect on how work ready are we? The night before, are you into a routine and a rhythm where you're looking after your well-being? You're focused on the next day because the next day you want to be your best. When you're getting home in the evening, you've even during the day, you're breaking the day up. Back-to-back meetings we know isn't going to help you. All it's doing is exhausting us. Why shouldn't I be the best of me when I get home to my family? How do we make meetings? How do we make the day so it's productive and empowering? Oh, have we got meetings and events going on that we just do because we do them? They add no value to us. But everybody's fearful of pulling the plug on it, even though everybody knows it's adding a value. It's just worth exploring all of this to make sure work works for us, but we're working for work. We're work ready. So I just wanted to leave that with you. Thoughts, reflections. How work ready are you? How work ready can you help your team be? If you're a manager, if you're a leader of an organization, how do you help join the dots so people are passionate and engaged and energized for work? That's all from me today. Join me again next time for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.